Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Nishmas. Hagam Rebbe Schwarzman Zatzal. Today is your tzeit, so I thought it would be amazing if we would learn some of his Torah. It's always amazing to learn his Torah, but particularly on his your tzeit. The great Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva's Beis HaTalmud. Mamish Echod Miyuchad Echad B'dara. His Gainus. In the Gemara in Makis and Dav Gimel Amud Beis, it brings the Mishnah. Hamal ve'al hamashkin, if somebody lends money and he takes a mashkan in exchange for the loan, v'hamoyser shtarois of the Beis Din, or if somebody gives over his shtarois to the court, ein mashmitim. So these loans aren't cancelled. If he gives the shtar to the court or he has a mashkin, it's not cancelled, these loans. Rashi, the loy korinan be lo yigois, the pasuk says that you shouldn't demand the money back from the person you lent the money to. But here he's not noigais. Here he's not demanding the money back. Why not? Because Shareino Tavea Klum, he's not asking for anything. Because he has a mashkon, so he doesn't need to ask. Or the Beis Din has the shtar, it's not him doing the asking, it's Beis Din. It says, V'zed v'al ha-shemit ha-shemot ko b'mashi yada ha-sheyash b'yel lo yigas is, lo yigas is re'eyu. V'zecha ki karo lo v'shemit ha-sinah l'bi Tavea l'choyv. But he's not tovei anything because he has a mashkan of the Beis Din. Beis Din has the shtar. Koloshin Rashi begin to flam Beis on with Beis. Shu moistel shtarois of the Beis Din. Do you like tovalei ela Beis Din? He's not the tovei. The Beis Din is the tovei. The hein yodin lenachosav, and it's Beis Din who is yored lenachosav. Lo karinan bein. We don't call this lo yigo. So it's mashma. That there's no yigos, but most of the shtos of the Beis Din is not because it's considered as if it's already collected and you don't need a meisig via. But rather, through the Beis Din, it's mutter to be noiges, it's mutter to demand the loan back. But tzorich biul, malim hu toiveya, malim Beis Din toivim b'shviloi. It says you're not allowed to demand the money back. So what does it matter if it's him doing it or the Beis Din doing it? Maishna tviyas Beis Din. How's the tvi of the Beis Din different than if he had made himself a shliach to be tovei the chayv? If he makes a shliach, so he's over on lo yigos. But if the Beis Din's a shliach, he's beseder. Why is that? So the Sefer Mishnah Rishayna understands b'emes that aydei shliach there's no lo yigos. But Pigidule Truma, it's Mavur the Aide Shlich, he is over in Lo Yigos, just Al Yir Beis Din, he's not. Tzarachian, why not? So the Rambam, in the ninth parak of Hilchos Shemitah, Halacha Tes, Paskins like the Lishna Basra, in Sugin Makis and of Gimel, the Hamalves Chaveroi Vakovalo Zman Le Eser Shonim Einoi Mishamit. If somebody lends money to his friend and he says to him that this loan will be for 10 years, so it's not cancelled. So yes, he's going to come to Lo Yigos. But now there's no lo yigos. In other words, b'shnas ha-shmita, there's no lo yigos. And any choiv, which isn't oimed l'negisa, which can't be demanded on shmita, is not cancelled out by shmita. Azoyat kapaskin the Rambam, lefi the sugin makas and of gimel omud beis. Aval in his ne'imo shelo yid be'enu, let's say somebody makes a tenai with his friend, that he shouldn't be toivea, he shouldn't demand the money back. There the Rambam paskins, that Shviyas does cancel the loan. In the Perush of the Ma'ari Kurkus, brought also by the Kesef Mishnah. He explains the reason is that when he was Masne Imai, when he made a tenai that he's not going to be Nagais, nevertheless this loan is cancelled, even though he can't be Nagais. Since the Chayv is Mutal Olav, the debt is incumbent upon the borrower, and he is obligated to repay the debt, Uchol Eis, at every time, at any time, to be Yotze Yidei Shamayim. And also, if the malves toifes, he takes for himself what belongs to the loive, what used to belong to the loive, so he could take it b'choivai. So therefore, that's called lo yigos. The very fact that he owes him, that's called nogus v'oimed. In other words, you're right, he can't demand the money back, but the borrower is obligated to pay. And if the lender wants, he can be toifes from the loive. So that's called lo yigos, that's nogus v'oimed. Kilu yesh drisha, it's like there's a demand mitzad malva that he should be paid. And it's not similar to kovei leizman. Kovei leizman, if he says 10 years, there's no chiyuv at all. He can't be noges at all as long as the time hasn't come. That's not called lo yigos. But just making a tenai that he's not going to be noges is not enough, because there is a loophole, so to speak, that he could be toifes, that the person's chayv lotzis yidei shamayim. So that means that this is a negisable loan. And therefore, Shemitah cancels. Mashen kem is kovei leizman. Their Shemitah doesn't cancel. Even though in the end it's going to come to Negisa after the Shemitah ends, but it doesn't matter right now. It isn't, so Shemitah doesn't cancel. The Rishonim add, there where he made a Tanai, Shelo Yitbe'enu, Kevan Shim Yitfois V'yigba Mimenu, Havalei, V'piro'en Achoiv, Sharei Higia, Zman HaPiro'on Miyad, Lachain Mikri Nogus, so the Rishonim had an explanation. The way he made it tonight that he's not going to be toiveya, since if he's toifes, if he grabs and collects, that is going to be considered a payment of the debt, because the time for the payment of the debt has come immediately. And that he can't be toiveya him is because of a zaitigazach, because of a tonight study, because of his side condition, that he made it tonight that he won't be toiveya. But if he does collect, it's for the loan, and that takes effect immediately. Masha'en Kane, when he lends his friend for 10 years, there's no lo yigos, that for 10 years, his friend has a schus hishtamshus bekesef, until mata zimne. So you can't touch him for 10 years. For 10 years, the guy can use the money. And that's what we see in the Mishnah and Makis, that if a person's malvis chaveru le'eser shanin, that's a schus that has shivui mamin. That's a schus that's worth money. And therefore the Edim Zomimin are punished for it. We're made about Ishploni that he owes his friend 100, that he owes his friend 1,000 zuz. I'm not snitlan lo, I'm ikan vachaloshim yom, to give him 30 days. The Leiva says, no, it's not 30 days, it's 10 years. So it emerges that they wanted to be mafsid the Leiva, the use of the money, for 10 years, less a month. Because the Leiva demes, it's after 10 years, and not after a month. So what do you do? How do you assess what the Edim Zomim pay? you assess how much a person would pay to have money in his hands from 30 days to 10 years. Agopanim, you see this having money in one's hand 10 years has a schus mammon. It's a shivui mammon. So we see from this that the gedder of din of lo yigos is not totally in the etzem atviyah vanegisa, because he can't be toiveim at all. If he makes a tenai for 10 years, he can't be toiveim. If he makes a tenai that, if he makes a tenai that he's not going to be toiveim, he can't be toiveim. And yet it's still called nagus, it's still cancelled. So the explanation is, as long as there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation on the lover to pay, and the malva can collect from this payment, that's called lo yigos. So if so, we have to understand why, if one is moisir shtarois of lebezdin, is there no lo yigos? There's a chayv, you're right, he can't collect it, but the bezdin can collect it. So a collectible chayv heist lo yigos, that's lo yigos take. So what's, why does the Gemara say that it's not lo yigos? And memela, that's not the loan's not cancelled. What's the pshat? V'nera biur b'zekach, that every choiv as kayadu a shnei shiabudim l'malve al aloive. There are two shibuds on every loan. What are the two shibuds? One is shibud gufa shaloyve shemuchuyev lefer. It's a shibud aguf that the loyve himself has to pay. And number two, there's a shibud in his nechosim. That's what we see in the Ran, in Ksubis and Daf, in Ksubis and Daf Mendal at Amud Beis, B'daf Be'arif, in Perak HaKosev. And it would appear that the lab of lo yigos is only when the loive is meshubit begufoy lamalve. So there's a tviya on the loive, on the guf of the loive, that he should be parea this chov. Now it seemed to be the pshat in the Mishnah in Gittin that hamalvem mos is hakoin ein shvius mishamatito. If somebody lends money to a coin, shvius doesn't cancel it out. Why not? Because there's no shibud haguf in such a loan. There's only a shibud nechasim. So since there's no shibud aguf, it's not called lo yigos. Only a shibud nechasim. And according to this, when a person is moiser chayv al beis din, then we can say that it's like he's misalik the shibud haguf. He's moiser the gviya to the beis din, as if mitzido, from his perspective, nigmar dinoi klapei haloive, v'nishar rak hashibud nechasim. So he finished with his din vis-a-vis the love, and all that remains is shibud nechasim. And it's like a tviya of a chov, that all there is shibud nechasim. There's no lo yigos. That's what we can say pshat in the Rambam. Perek tes mishmita alocha tes vav. Hamoyser shtarois of the Beis Din v'omar lehem atem gvuli choy vizeh. Somebody gives over his shtarois to the Beis Din, he says, you collect for me this loan, einu nishmat. It's not counted in every shelecha tzachicha. He said, Beis Din told me, I said, what you have to your brother in this Beis Din is collecting. So what does the Rambam mean? If Beis Din's collecting, it's not called asher yia lecha. You don't have your brother anymore. There's no shibud haguf of the loiva to the malve, And memela, since there's no shibur haguf, it's not lo yigos, and then there's no esir lo yigos, and the Beis Din is, and Shemitah doesn't cancel it. But according to this, we have to understand. Hemsheikh the Rambam, Mechain Beis Din shechatru asadim, the pasuk which plainly at a chayiv, litin lezekach v'kach einu nishman. If Beis Din cut the law, they established the law, and they write that Ploni, you're chayiv to give such and such an amount of money to Ploni, it's not cancelled. Shezek gavu hu kilu bal yad avinu kemalvi. Milvah. It's like it's already collected, it's like it already came into his hand, and it's not a loan. So l'chayra, the Beis Din shechatru adin, ma sheinu nishman, it's not because it's a chi of mammon and it's no longer a loan. The Rambam paskins any chiyuv is cancelled on Shvius. The lav dafka milve, perik tes halach yir aleph ayin sham. So what does it help that they made it a chiyuv mammon and it's not a milve? It's still going to be cancelled. But the reason is because in such a case it's kegavui ukebali yadoi. The Rambam himself writes it's already collected. Smash miloshan Rambam that he was mashve. V'chein beizin shechatru asadin. It's like some of the din of Moshe Shtoros of the beizin shechatru adin. And that's the same reason, Mesira Shtoros, it's Dinui Kagavui. It's like it's already collected and not like we said. So what do we say? We said that Pshat is that there's no Shibur Haguf. If you give it over the base, then you don't have a Shibur Haguf on this person. That's not what the Rambam says. We're trying to say Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam himself says that it's like it's already collected. So it would appear that B'emes, Gam B'beizin Shechatru Asadin, Rambam doesn't mean that it's Kagavui Mitzad Kol Omes Ligvos Kagavui Dam Mitzad. And that's going to be collected as if it's already collected, which is machlekes, beishamay beishilah perakam b'desayta b'shtari of a kagavui. But rather, kavanas haRambam is that since beizim was mechayiv him, have legabei bailim k'moishim mosar dinoy lebeizdim. Since beizdim was mechayiv him, vis-a-vis the bailim. It's like he gave over the din to the Beis Din. It's like Beis Din's mechayev him and not the malve. And there's no tviya for a chov that was obligated to him. Like we said by Mesira Shtoros, in other words, chatru et hadin, pshat is that it's not the person collecting anymore, it's the Beis Din. That's what it means, it's kagavui. From the perspective of the lender, he's done with it. Now it's the Beis Din's problem, they have to do the collecting. Just like we said by Moshe Shtoros of Beis Din, it's not his issue anymore. He has no issue with the Leiva. It's now Beis Din's issue. So there's no Shibur Haguf to him anymore, to the Malv anymore. And that's what the Rambam means. Kilu baliyadoi, kilu piroi. It was as if it's already paid off. There's no din tvias malvelov. Moshe Siyam a Rambam ve'eno kemalv ve'eno kemilv. It's not like a loan anymore because it's already there's no more tvias. There's no more tefillah, they pay off, because now it's the Beis Din's business, not the Malvis. So the Rambam was correct in equating Mesira Shtoros to Beis Din being chotech the din that he has to pay, because in both cases, there's no more Shibur Haguf from the Malvis to the Loive. The Guf HaLoive is not Meshibur to the Malvis. V'raya ledvareinu, the Isra of Lo Yigos is Tali B'choyiv Sheish B'Shibur Haguf Midivrei Aran Perak HaShalach B'Shem HaRamban Lagabe Ma She'omrim Sham Yisoyimim Ein Tzrichim Puzbul Gidin Lamed Zayin. The Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino Avim Shal Yisoyimim Rashi She'ein Shvius Mishamet Es Choyiv Shal Avim Ameis. Shvius doesn't cancel the debt that was owed to their father, because Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis, and they're the father of the Yisoyimim, it's their business. The Ran brings that the Ramban writes that the chov of their father belav achyenu is not nishmat, because it says kol bal mashi yado. It's only the person, the lender, who has to cancel the loan. Velo ayoyresh, but not the inheritor. Umi udafka ayoyresh, aval lekech loy. But a buyer, somebody who buys the loan, he is not. There we don't say it's not cancelled. Yoresh, it's not cancelled, but not by Elokeach. Because the Elokeach is only zeiche in shibud nechasim, but the shibud haguf is still kayim by the malveh. And even though we don't say lo yigos, kevan di idach nagus machamase lo yigos karina be. In other words, the din of lo yigos is totally b'shibud aguf. And therefore, if a buyer, if he buys this loan, in which case there's still a shibud haguf by the malveh, so there we still say lo yigos, because there's still a shibud haguf, so that's called lo yigos. So it's all totally in shibud haguf. And therefore, since by lokech shibud haguf kayim etzel ha-malveh, and there's a shibud haguf by the malveh, therefore the loan is cancelled, because it's all totally in the shibud haguf. So either the loan's going to be cancelled and we're going to read lo yigos either by the lender himself or by the lekech. Now the explanation in the Ran, who says that by Yisoymim, we don't say lo yigos, and therefore the loan is not cancelled, it's only cancelled where you can say lo yigos, because there's a shibud haguf. So don't demand the money back from this person who's meshibud begufo. So b'divrei Ran abiyuru, shezeh shegabei yitomim, that the legabei Yisoymim, we don't say lo yigos, is not because when the malveh dies, the shibud haguf goes away. Because the yisaimim yarshin the shibud haguf as well. Like we see in the Ran in Ksubis, Gabi Mechir Ashtaros, who explains that if a person is moicher shtar chov lechavera, v'chazer ha-macholo machu, Ruvain sells the shtar chov to Shimon. And then Ruvain's moicher the shtar chov, it's machu Ksubis peva of Amud Beis, because the shibud haguf remains by the loive, and he's moichel that. He's moichel the shibud haguf to the loive, and therefore the loan is cancelled. And there it says, v'afilu yoreish moichel. It says that even the one who yarshins the malveh can be moichel. So we see that the yoreish yarshins, he inherits even the shibud haguf of the loive. And the loive becomes meshubet to the yoreish begufoy. If so, if it's a debt of the father, so the tviyas achov has a shibud haguf, and they demand the debt, there's also a shibud, a lien on the body, that this person's body is obligated to pay this money even to the yoreish. So why is there no lo yigos? What were we thinking before? We were thinking that maybe a yoreish doesn't have lo yigos because there's no shibud haguf to the loive, and memela the loan isn't cancelled. But now we see there is a shibud haguf to the loive, so there is a lo yigos, there is a shibud haguf, and we do tell him don't demand it back from this person whose guf is meshubet to you. So why isn't the loan cancelled? So we have to say that dafka hecha shetoivay oisoy shenishtabed lo begufay al yidei halvoa mikri lo yigos. So it has to be that there was a shibud haguf through the halvoa. If the shibud was created by the halva, we call it lo yigos. But since by the yoreish lo nishtabit behem behalva, this person wasn't mishtabit to the yorshim with the halva. Rather, the yorshim just inherited it. They inherited the shibud haguf. So then the din is that there's no lo yigos. Kmo b'choiv she'en bo shibud haguf. It's like a debt that has no shibud haguf. This debt has no shibud haguf either, because the shibud haguf was only inherited. It doesn't come along with the loan. It's not that the Yorshim lent him money with the Shibra Guf. And that's when the loan is canceled, if the money was lent with the Shibra Guf, but here it wasn't from the side of the Yorshim, because the Yorshim only Yashin the Shibra Guf, but they didn't lend money by Shibra Guf. So that's like a Chov Shem Bo Shibra Guf. And Dafka by Eloi Keach, Shenish'ar Shiyavud HaGuf, Eitzel HaMal Ve'atzmai. And Dafka by a buyer, where does the Shibra Guf remain? It remains by the Malve himself. Ve'haloi ve'nogus machamosei. That was the Lashon we saw before from the Ramban. Kevan the idoch nogus machamosei. That the loive is nogus. That the loan is being demanded because of the Malve. Because the Malve still has a Shibra Guf. So it's called lo yigos. This taka is a loan with the Shibra Guf, a loan that was given with the Shibra Guf. The Shibra Guf is created with the loan. Still now, because the Malva still has the Shibra Guf. So this is called the Lo Yigo Stika loan. So we see from this that it's all Tolu in Tviyas HaChoyv Shish Bo Shibra Guf. You saw in him that there was no Chov with the Shibra Guf to them. We don't say Lo Yigo, so the loan isn't cancelled. Whereas by the lender himself, or the buyer, where there's still a Shibra Guf to the lender. There we do say Lo Yigos, and Memela the loan is cancelled. So we are only B'chatzi HaDerech, and Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we would very much like to continue and see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned, and this will be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.